Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, my beautiful, fucking amazing godchildren. It is me, your sexy godmother, Keisha, back again with another episode of Sexcapades and Doom Days. What is up, guys? I'm so excited. This is like two fucking episodes within 1 week. I am doing the most, don't you think? I feel like I'm just overcompensating for the fact that I haven't been like posting that often, but I'm here and back again with another episode, and I love you guys. So, yeah, I just, why did I get confused? Because today's episode is confusing. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great morning. I hope that you guys are fucking fantastic, because I know I am. It was like, what, a couple of days before I posted the 1 year anniversary of Sexcapades and Doom Days, and I revealed that I was Big Daddy Keisha. But now, and don't get me wrong, I'm really happy for everything that has happened, but I feel like when something is too good and it's going great for a long period of time, there has to be a problem. Like, there has to be. I've been getting a lot of like followers, and people are actually getting to know the page and you know, interact more. See, now the problem is, I feel like there's just gonna be like, the people who I've talked about are gonna know themselves, and it's gonna be over for me. But anyway, we move regardless. Moving into this episode, since I don't have sexual content with my own self, and I haven't been sexually active as I would like to be, and 2022 is, well, it was supposed to be celibacy, I feel like I'm living vicariously through other people's stories, but now I feel like also my friends are not getting a dick that often, so I'm so fucking sorry. If you're my friend and you've heard this, please, I love you guys. I feel like I was more sexually active than you guys were, and that's not a bad, I'm joking. But yeah, through all the times that I have been sexually active with the people that I have been sexually active with, I'm not a hoe, I'm not a slut, but if I am, then whatever. Through all the times that I have been that sexually active, I have realized that men think of you as just a hole. Like, you're a hole. And it doesn't matter whatever you do or however you look like. At the end of the day, after they know that you're a hole, and they're just trying to figure out where they're going to stick it into. Like, which hole am I sticking it into? Like, you're just a walking bag of holes. Okay? And that's not a bad thing. I feel like that genuinely has made me figure out how to not catch feelings for these men, because scum of the earth, I tell you. But yeah, that's something that we learn. We live, we grow, we learn, we take our L's and move respectively. Yes. I feel like I've been through a lot of the people that I've been with have taught me enough. Like, in the beginning, I was like, oh my god, they think of me as a genuine person, and I'd get played and I'd feel like, oh my god, what did I do wrong? But at the same time, you know, they wanted the end game, and the end game was sex, and that is not what I was giving them in the very beginning, in which is why I was being cast aside, like the outcast that I was. But yeah. Men just technically think of us as holes. So a way that we can refrain females from falling for guys, or like from catching feelings from guys, is just knowing that in your mind. Like, just in your head, put that in your head so that whenever that happens, you never fall for it, you know? Like, oh my God, he maybe like likes me. Please, sis, no. I just like to advise you straight right off the bat. These people don't care, okay? You have to play the long game, please. And if you as a person, if I was told about this shit a while back before I even started this sexual journey of mine, I would be the biggest fucking player in this entire universe. I keep on telling my like guy friends that if I was a guy, all females in Nairobi or just the entire world would not have it great with me, because this face and this long ass dick. I'd be the talk of the town. Yeah. I'm kidding. But I would make for a handsome ass young man. Come on. A playboy in his nature, you know, natural habitat, swinging pussy left, right, and center. With these pickup lines, yo. I wish I was drunk when I was recording this, but anyway. I feel like if I was drunk, this would have been messy as hell, but we move regardless. Sinto. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. If I was told how to play the game and how not to catch feelings for these guys, I would have been A-okay. But we live, we learn, we grow, and we move. So these are some of the things that I have in mind just to kind of help me not fall for anything that these boys say. The first thing is putting in my mind that these men think of me as just a whole, and at the end of the day, the only thing they want to do is fuck. Alright? So anything they say, any jokes they say, I'm like, they can be telling you the joke of their life and they've literally just come from telling that same fucking joke to another girl just a few minutes ago, and you could be cackling and laughing and they're thinking, oh my God, this female is actually so fucking dumb. Don't. Please. Honestly. Or they could have, like, you know, told you, like, you know, like something stupid, yeah? And you're just there, like, oh my God, he really cares about me. When he's literally come from fucking another girl, like, 5 minutes ago. Sis, get that in your head. So basically, the fact that I already believe that, and I know majority of people are gonna ask, like, who hurt you? A lot of people. A lot. Okay, yeah, a lot. I'm kidding. But the fact that I usually think about that when going into a situation already gives me the ick of this. Like, I'd get an ick from this person in whatever they do, which means that my body and my mind and just together, collectively, will not allow me to have a connection with this person because I already have that blockage. It's like a big ass fucking wall. And that's that. Yeah, so the icks are there as good placements. To be honest, when I get the biggest ick from someone, that's it. Like, I'm not coming back. I'm gonna ghost you. I'm not coming back. Like, it's not gonna happen. I feel like people think that's a joke, but I've learned to actively work on my icks. They're like my telltale. So we've talked about they think about us as holes and we don't fall for anything that they say because men are liars. They are natural born liars. Like, let me ask you guys. I'm not a man hater. Please trust me. I can't hate on you guys. But there's some things that you do. There are habits that you guys do that just get me thinking. The fuck? Like lying. Like, didn't anyone just tell you it's okay not to lie? Like, even if it's like 3 days, if you go out without lying, like, what will happen? You know? What's gonna happen? Please explain. Cause bookie. Anyway, moving on. The other thing that you need to do is don't be stupid, right? like females, this is advice for you and not to catch feelings. Don't be stupid. You need to be smart, guarded, and also calculated. Every single move you make should be calculated. Every single thing you say should be calculated. You can be guarded, but not too guarded. You know, give them a taste of the cherry. By cherry, I mean like be sweet sometimes, you know? Lure them in with a bit of like average head, and then never give them a head again. And funny enough is that guys will act like you've given them bomb ass head, regardless of any type of head that you've given them. Okay, if it's bad, it's bad, to be very honest. If it's bad, they'll tell their boys it's bad. But yeah, like give them bits and pieces, but don't give it completely, because at the end of the day, these guys are calculated more than we are calculated. They just want one thing, and that's the end game. And once they get basically treated as a video game, yeah, think of it as like a video game. They can play the video game. They can have the main game at hand, and they'll play it, and the end goal is sex. Once they get sex, they're going to go and look for it. Like, they're going to be interested in playing another video game, which is another, like, they will have side video games, but at the same time, they will also want the main video game, because the main video game is there, and it will constantly give the end result. But the side video games would probably take a long while to give the end result, which is sex, and they won't be able to win it that often. But if you're the main, they get it casually from you, which is what you need to have in your head, because a guy can lie to you and tell you, no, you're the only one that I'm seeing. Bullshit. He can tell you, you're the only girl I'm talking to. Don't believe it, sis. These guys are more calculated than what you think, because there's this guy on TikTok, and he like kind of reveals all these like plays of the guys. It's like kind of like Think Like a Man, but better. So when you get like a whole overview of how guys really view females, they really think that we're actually dumb. Because there's one video that I watched of this guy, and he said that when a girl is like not accepting all stupidity that the guys usually throw at them, they don't know how to talk to you. Like, they have to go back, rethink their game, and come back with a new strategy, because you're smart, you're calculated. They don't have any way to mess with you, and that's something that you need to have. Another way is just having like multiple people that you're fucking with in order to not catch feelings. Yeah, have multiple people that you're fucking with. You could be talking to them. Like, if you're a female and you don't want to be sleeping with multiple guys at once, you could just be talking to them. But like, have a roster of people that you're talking to actively at that point, so that you won't be able to catch feelings for this one guy. Trust me, it helps. But also, if your roster of people that you're sleeping with or fucking with at that time is not giving you bomb dick, then it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be really, really hard. Okay, so let's run down that list again. So think that boys think of us as holes. Don't listen to anything that they say. Be calculated, guarded, and smart. And then have a roster of guys that you are actively fucking with or talking to. The other thing, once you have sex with this guy, do not sleep over, okay? Please, I'm begging you, please just don't. Like, don't sleep over, okay? Please, please, please don't sleep over at this guy's house, because that's more inclined. The aftercare of sex is gonna get you hooked, sis. So, don't sleep over at his place. In fact, once you've already done the deed, make sure you get up, get dressed. If you're gonna take a shower, but I'd prefer if you just like go home and shower at your own place, because then it's less time for him to convince you to stay, or less time for you to think, oh, maybe I want to stay. Get up, get your things, and get the fuck out. Okay? Another thing. Have like an old body. If you're new, if you don't want to associate with someone new, just go through your old, like an old body that you feel comfortable with, that you're more inclined to be okay with him being with you sexually again, just to get over this person. I feel like to get over somebody, you need to be under another person. Okay, it's just science. You can't argue with science. It's science, you know. So get an older body. By older, I don't mean like an age. I mean like your past. Okay, like somebody who you trust and who you still want to fuck with, I guess. So get an older body. That's all I gotta say. That it speaks for itself. To be over someone, you need to be under the next. So, there we go. Another thing is play the long game, okay? You want to be treated as the main dish or the main video game. So, this is something that I feel like my friends have also done, and I have done to a couple of people. Usually you go in and from the get-go just be like, oh, I don't usually sleep with someone on the first night or just any night until I'm like really, really comfortable with you and I can trust you, like that. And once you do that, they kind of like they anticipate for that moment. Not all of them, but most of them, trust me. So they anticipate for the moment, and they'll obviously, because that's the end game, that's the end goal for them. So, like I said, give them average head and they'll want to go all the way. But when they do, just be like, no, I told you I don't sleep with anyone until I'm very comfortable with getting to know you, and then leave the house. And just keep on doing that for a while. And then once you finally give it to them, just act very nonchalant and cold, you know? And then it usually starts out with you liking them, but at the end of the day, they end up liking you for some fucking reason. I don't know the math behind that or the science behind that, but 99% proven that it does work. So don't come at me. I'm just stating what works for me and my friends. I don't know if it will work for you. But those are the list of things that you can possibly do to just not be in love with this guy or not catch feelings for the guys. And I'm pretty sure females don't get this, but also guys do tend to catch feelings. And I feel like I'll talk about that in another episode and how for them not to catch feelings, what they should do. But today's just ladies. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah. So catfishing. Have you ever catfished someone, or has somebody catfished you before? I feel like I've done both, to be very honest. Like, if we're being very realistic, in the early days of Facebook, I did catfish a few people with a different account just to see if... No, I catfished my boyfriend at that time. Just to see if he was cheating on me and how that would have gone. Actually, I feel like I also did it on Instagram as well. Yeah. Like, just to see if my boyfriend at the time was cheating on me, or he would fall for the girl in that Instagram or Facebook page. And unfortunately, he didn't cheat on me. That was my ticket out of there. I'm kidding. No, it was great that he didn't cheat on me. But remember those early days. If you've ever... How do I even say this? But like, you see those, like... It was early 2015, 2014? Yeah, 2014. there would be these like really, really hot teens, and they would be on Facebook and they'd add you, and they just look like Tumblr teens, right? Like the outfits were on point. These kids were fucking gorgeous. Let me tell you, they were like gods sent from probably old Greek. Old Greece. Did I say that properly? But yeah, these kids were gorgeous. And, you know, they'd start talking to you like, oh, I live in this place and I live in this place. I remember I was catfished by one of them. And he lived in, I think, Lavington at that time. And was I in high school? I think I was in high school. I don't know. I'm not sure. 2014. Anyway, besides the point, we started talking on Facebook. And this guy was really, really cool. Like, we would talk about the most randomest shit in the entire world. And he was really amazing. We would relate over the weirdest stuff. And then at some point, he would like post, he'd have like 2-3 pictures and then a couple of friends. So I wanted to like be friends with his friends because we had never seen each other. We had never talked to each other, and apparently he had a girlfriend. So the girlfriend texted me and was like, yo, you're with my man. And I'm just like, no, he's my man, but for sure, whatever. And then we had this, we were childish, so we put each other in a like group chat and tried to like debunk all of this shit. One thing led to another. The boy was a catfish, and I don't think that she knew it, but she was adamant on believing that that was him. The guy on the picture was him, but I'm pretty sure it was like a 45-year-old man. Anyway, I never talked to him again. His account is probably deleted right now. And I don't think I've ever been catfished again. I suspect that one of my exes is a catfish, apart from him. But I suspect that one of my exes is a catfish. No matter how many pictures I was sent, this man just disappeared from the face of the earth. I cannot find him anywhere. Like, I have tried looking for him. And I remember talking to my best friend, and she has the same situation where she has tried to look for this person, like genuinely. And like, we've just been catfished, and we didn't know it until now. Well, honestly, I always suspected, but you know, catfishing is fucked up. But I feel like those are the only two times I've done that. Like, catfishing my boyfriends and being catfished. I don't think it's ever been to an extreme where it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but I don't think it's ever gone to a weird extreme. Anyway, I didn't really have much to talk about on catfishing, just the fact that I needed to put that in there. And yeah. Honestly, I've realized in a lot of relationships that I've been in, by a lot, I just mean like, what, 8, 9 serious relationships? No, God, no, that's like 4 or 5. Serious relationships have been 5. Just playing jokes, games, and like claiming it's a relationship have been 10. Like, it, out of those, you know the math, do it for yourself. But what the fuck? Okay, ignore that. Just ignore it. That threw me the fuck off. That threw me the fuck off. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, relationships. In relationships that I've been in, I feel like whenever somebody says I love you, they change the whole dynamic of the relationship for me. In the beginning, it was like, oh my god, this person has said I love you. I love it. I am appreciative of it. Like, I love him too. I love her too. But then nowadays, it gives me the biggest ick because I start thinking, oh my God, no, this person is expecting me to feel the same way about this person. And that scares the living shit out of me because I was having a conversation with myself. Yes, I talk to myself sometimes, like how I'm talking to myself right now on this fucking recording. But I was having a conversation with myself and I sat myself down and I was like, do I really know how to love? Or am I just like winging it? Like, have I ever experienced love? Apart from my parents, obviously, and my family. Have I ever like experienced love where I'm just like, no, yeah, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with? The answer was no. Like, I don't really know how to love, so why the fuck would I try and get into a relationship in the first place? And I feel that that's something that really needed to be done. Like, that conversation with myself really needed to happen, because if it didn't, then I wouldn't know, you know? And I feel like that's the most scariest situation in my entire life. So for me, does saying I love you change the dynamic of the relationship? Yes, it does. Does it change it for the better? Not so much, you know? I would love to give that to some person, but I have so many issues with myself. I don't like people saying I love you. I don't like physical contact that much. I will allow it, but I don't like it. I don't like being smothered or cocooned with that love. It gives me a major ick. And honestly, it just, I don't know, I feel like I've closed myself off. And I feel like that's genuinely my fault and something that I need to deal with before I even like just tell myself, okay, fuck, I want to do this and I want to have someone who's as intentional as I am. See, the thing is, I did that in the beginning of this year. I was like, I'm going to have somebody who's going to be intentional to me as I am with them. And then the intentional people walked into my life and I was like, oh my God, no, I don't want them anywhere near me. I don't want anything to do with people who like me like that. Like, that's crazy. But I've been loving people the wrong way this entire time and I didn't know. Saying I love you is a major thing and it honestly scares the living shit out of me. So, does it change the dynamic for good? No. I even saw on like human resources, Maurice and Connie, and how she asked like, oh, you keep on saying I love you to every single hormone monster that's in this conference, but you never said it to me. And when they actually said it to each other, he fell in love and she didn't. And that's odd. I feel like that's me. Like, person would say I love you and I would just be like, no. But yeah, it does, it really, for me, it just does change the whole dynamic of the relationship, and not for the better. Like, that's something I need to fix before I ever decide that I'm going to get into another relationship, you know? This thing is tough. Nairobi Plus, it's also, it's taught me a lot. Character development is in full effect. By the time you even think of saying I love you to somebody, you start thinking, okay, if I go to Deja Vu, if I go to Alchemist, am I going to see this person with other people? Then you rethink it and you're like, fuck this I love you thing. Nah, it's not that deep, you know? Forgive me for that. But yeah. What else did I want to say? Honestly, I don't know. My train of thought has just been off. I think. What? No. Okay, my train of thought has literally just diverged. I had so much to talk about today, but clearly, I'm a kata, so Yeah. Anyway, since that's where my train of thought has decided to lead me to, and that talking about that relationship just went down a rabbit hole of deepness, I feel like that is enough. Have a great fucking weekend. Remember to have safe sex and be safe. Don't drink and drive, and protect each other. Take care of each other. You remember that your godmother loves you, and have a great weekend. If you don't know where to reach me on Instagram, it's sexcapades_doomdays. On Twitter, it is @anddoomdays. And then if you want to reach me on my personal account or my main account, you can reach me at @Keshay_official_. Someone told me that my underscores sound very suggestive, but, you know, holla at me. I'm joking. Don't. Please don't. But yeah, have a great weekend. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves.